Cubs taking on the Reds, and Jackson Stevens making his Major League debut. We'll see how he does. Let's take it to the top of the third. Stevens facing John Jay.
Here's a ball rocketed into right, near the wall, and gone. A home run for John Jay. Looked like an off-speed pitch. He was waiting on it and cracked it over the wall and right. First home run of the year for Jay. And the Cubs take a 1-0 lead here in the third. And now a 1-1 to Contreras. Swung on, hit in the air, left center field. Billy Hamilton turns, looks, gone. Way up there, right at the back end of the first deck out in left center field. Home run number 10 for Contreras. 3-0 Cubs here in the third. Runners lead at every base. The pitch. Swinging, bouncing ball, base hit up the middle for Jackson Stevens. Duval scores. Here comes Shevler to the plate. He will score. Jackson Stevens with a two-run single to center, and the Reds have taken a 4-3 lead here in the bottom of the fourth.
Dunsing right down to the end of that bat, waiting, and the pitch, and it's strike three call, locked him up with a breaking ball. That is three straight strikeouts now for Jackson Stevens, and eight punch outs in the game. Ground ball slapped to third, the pick to second, the throw to first. That's a double play, and that's the inning. 5-4-3. The Reds turn it very nicely, and they keep the lead as they bat in the sixth inning.
Reds would take this one 5-3. They've won four of their last five. In his Major League debut, Stevens goes five innings, six runs on six hits with eight strikeouts. He would notch his first Major League win. Eddie Butler drops to 4-3. Brian Price and the Reds able to pull it off against the Cubs on Saturday as they win 5-3. Here's what Price had to say about the victory.
Yeah, you know, I thought the only time he was vulnerable was after he gave up the home run to Jay. And he kind of, I think he scuffled a little bit there, kind of finding the zone. And I think one of the reasons was just really getting comfortable with his breaking pitch. Because, you know, I don't know if it's getting reacquainted with the baseball again or whatever, but his breaking ball got a lot better after that inning and finished strong. You know, he really did a nice job, and certainly Tucker grinding out that bat, that bases loaded at bat to make it 3-2, and then Jackson hitting that first pitch, base hit up the middle for two more runs was certainly big.
I thought also that second inning, after the first two get on, he gets the strike, and then he gets the strike, the double play behind him, and that was huge for his, like his confidence was a big boost.
Yeah, it was big, but for Tucker to make a really great throw right there, and he did, you know, because the runner third base released and waited to see if the throw was going down and cleared, and then he released. So if we don't get the out there, they probably steal the run. So it worked out really well.
He also, as you mentioned, he got his first two RBI. The first Reds pitcher to do that since 77 is debut.
Oh, really? Do we know who that was?
I have no
Paul
idea.
Moscow.
There you go, Paul Moscow.
There you go.
You know he'd know.
Yeah, fair enough. I was listening on my way up the ramp. I said, this kid's going to get some kind of beer shower or whatever, because his first win, first hit, first RBIs, all that stuff. So, yeah, I imagine he saturated an assortment of different items in the shower right now. I'll leave it at that.
Brian, I know it's been a roller coaster for this pitching staff, but the last 2 days, three runs and 11 hits on a pretty strong lineup here, and today, brilliant.
Yeah, you know, it was great, and the bullpen's been able to come in and really kind of keep it there, you know. And that's been a mix. I mean, from, you know, Storms and Ronnie Peralta, you know, and then I think everyone expects, you know, that it's going to be Lorenzo and Iglesias, and it's been the contributions from the other guys that have either helped us get there or been able to pitch in place of those guys when they've needed time off. So it's really been a good community effort here.
To kind of follow up on that, Brian, how satisfying has it been for this team to play really good baseball this last week against two really good teams?
Well, especially coming off necessarily playing bad baseball, playing losing baseball, unfortunately. Went through a really difficult stretch in June, and to come out and face the Brewers and then the Cubs, the two top teams in the division, and play much better baseball, or at least more winning baseball, has been great. And it's a lift, and you know, it's a testament to the fact these guys aren't getting down. You know, they stayed up through the struggles that we had, and have fought their way back and playing good teams and playing them well.
Scooter Gennett goes 1-for-2 with a run in the Reds' 5-3 victory over the Cubs on Saturday. Here's Jeanette on the victory.
It's always exciting. It's an exciting time for not only for him, but for us too. You know, we've all been in that situation. We've all made our debut, and he did a great job. I mean, just that one pitch to Contreras really was, you know, the only one that really hurt him. You know, he did a great job. He was poised on the mound. He threw strikes, and that's all you can ask for a guy making their debut. There's a lot of emotions going on, and, you know, to do it against the Cubs is even better. You know, to be able to put those emotions aside and just pitch the way he did was really impressive.
Well, Scooter, I guess it might be the Lucky Charms that you're eating or something, but your last 20 games, you're hitting now over 350. You went for two today, a couple of walks, you score a run, and, boy, when they put you in there, you just love playing baseball, don't you?
I do. I love playing baseball. I love playing for the Reds. It's just a dream come true. And you know, whenever they call my name, I'm ready to go out there, whether that's off the bench or in the starting role. I'm prepared. You know, and this is a great group of guys. We're hungry. You know, we're not satisfied. You know, today we could have done some more damage there. So you know, whether we win, whether we lose, there's room for improvement, and we're willing to put in the work.
You know, it's an interesting situation that we have here, especially with Zach Cozart healthy. Brian Price calls you a baseball player, and every day you come to the ballpark, you got three or four different gloves you have to bring. And I assume that once you get there, or maybe he tells you the night before, but does it wear on you at all mentally, knowing that you could be anywhere on the diamond, basically?
You know, at first in spring when I was with the Brewers and I was in the same role, it was a little different. You know, but in this game, you're going to be faced with challenges, you know, every year, whether that's an injury or whether that's a new position or whatnot. So you learn to you know, be able to deal with them in the you know, the good players that are competitive or willing to put in that work. And I think now I'm comfortable with it. I mean, it's kind of exciting not knowing for sure where you're playing or, you know, where you're going to be out in the field. It's pretty exciting. It makes it fun every day to come to the ballpark and wait around to see what they put in the lineup.
You got to get a couple more guys with those show bats because they got a lot of hits in them.
They do, man. They do. I've been telling the guys to get them show bats, but no, it's you know, it's special playing for this team, and we're playing good baseball right now, and just keep it going.
In his major league debut, Jackson Stevens goes five innings, allowing three runs on six hits with eight strikeouts. He would notch his first major league win. Here's what he had to say.
Oh man, it was unbelievable. You know, just a childhood dream. And just going out there and just trying to compete, and that was fun, man. It was fun.
He swung a bat pretty good too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was, Brian was like, "Hey, that first pitch is there, swing at it." And I was like, "All right." You know, so he just threw it right there, and I got enough of it, and just enough to get by Addy over there short. But I mean, I was just happy to get a hit, take the lead right there, and then the toughest part was just going out the next inning and trying to really buckle down and get a zero out there for the team. So I mean, it was pretty cool.
I don't know if you've seen him and show on the replay your hit, your family's reaction. If you're hit, have you seen the family reaction?
No, I have not. Were they going nuts?
Your mom was crying at one point.
Right? Oh, weird. But I mean, yeah, she's so happy for me. I can only imagine.
Were you as nervous as you expecting to be heading out for that first inning?
No, you know, like, of course there's some butterflies a little bit, but you know, it wasn't crazy. You know, I was just trying to keep myself composed and being able to go out there and just throw strikes, pound the zone, and just let my stuff work and let my defense work behind me. So that's the main thing I was trying to think of, and just taking deep breaths, and I was fine.
Did you get a celebration like for you?
It was fun. That was an experience, let me just say that. That was an experience.
Did you get a little out of sorts after the first home run and have to regroup?
Say that again, sorry?
After the first home run, did you get a little out of sorts and have to regroup?
No, you know, I didn't locate the pitch very well, and he got it and everything, so it really didn't bother me. I was just trying to go back out there and pound the zone. I mean, that's all you can do after a home run, so don't give in and just keep pounding it and everything. So, no, I wasn't kind of out of whack or anything like that.
Seems like your curveball was really working pretty well today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I felt like it was working for me, and just mixing pitches, I felt like my fastball was really good with command. I mean, that was the biggest part of the day. I felt like I commanded that really well, so it helped me out with the curveball. So, it was pretty good.
How hard do you usually throw? You hit like 97 in the first inning.
I haven't thrown a 97 in my life, but no, I kind of vary. I'll take some off and then I'll turn some loose. It's just I mix it a little bit and just try to keep them off balance.
Jackson, second inning, the first guy doubles, the next guy singles, so you get first and third, and you get the big strikeout, and the strike him out, throw him out. How big was that for you?
Oh, it was huge. It was huge for the team. It just wasn't for me. It was just huge for the team in general. Just trying to, you know, just keep a zero on there, and then if I gave up one, I was like, okay, all right, get the next guy and get out of this. But, I mean, Tucker did a great job of just throwing him out after a strikeout. I mean, it was just bang, bang. It was, I mean, I got excited. So I was fired up. But, I mean, just helping the team keep a zero on there, it just felt like it fed confidence to the rest of the team.
Seems like you're taking it all in stride. Are you able to kind of soak in this moment and just realize how big this was for you, your career, just everything else going forward?
Yeah, man, I was soaking it in. I mean, you know, a lot of guys was like, remember this moment. Don't forget it, remember it. So that was just the main thing. I was trying to go out there and remember it, and hopefully I did good, and, you know, just so I can remember it, you know. And didn't lay an egg or nothing like that. I just wanted to go out there and compete and just remember it. So
I got to feel like you leave here feeling like you belong.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I belong, and, you know, but that's not my decision. I mean, my thing is I go out there and compete, give my team a chance to win, and that's all you can do. You can't control any of that other stuff. You can just go out there, compete, give it your all, and, you know, just embrace the opportunity and try to take advantage of it and grasp it. That's all I tried to do today. So, and I'm just excited that we got a win. I'm not excited for myself. I'm just excited for a team win. So that's the main thing.
Sunday, Jake Arrieta takes the hill for the Cubs. He'll face the Reds' Tim Adelman.